מורנינג, בוקר טוב.
מורנינג, מורנינג, בוקר טוב.
Okay, so we're in the tefillah called Tachanunim v'tachanan el Hashem. We saw that the mutzag of Tachanunim is understanding shelo magia li klum, and that one has to rely on what's called matnas chinam. We will develop that more today, Bezrat Hashem. It's what's lo magia li. It's the feeling of totally zbatlus betfila. Until this becomes a tefillah on its own, it's a type of tefillah where a person recognizes shelo magia lo klum, and nevertheless he still asks for it. And we'll see how far this goes today. The Moedik Midrash here, famous midrash that describes this very well. And this is one of the most powerful types of tefillah. We call what we do at the end of Shmones, we call that tachanunim, where you put your head down. Is a simon of his butlers. From kufyud base kufyud base. Sorry. Unfortunately, via midrash, Hashalom Moshe Lamarim Haro Hashem Oitzreis. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Hashem showed him different storehouses, different treasure houses. Amal Lefanav Rabbeinu Shleilam Halalu Lemi. He said, "What's the storehouse for?" Amalola Amalek Torah. The storehouses are for those people that are toiling Torah. Haro Achenim Ve'Amal Halalu Lemi. They showed him other storehouses, treasure houses. He said, "Maze." Well, who are these? Amalo legoim lechasodim. These are the people, the reward, the treasures for those that do chesed. There were many, many, many different storehouses, treasure houses for people that did different ma'atim toivim, toira, chesed. Then finally they showed him a treasure house, unbelievably enormous. It just went on and on and on and on, no end. Massive, massive, unbelievable size storehouse. Amalafon of Zelami, who's this for? Amalo Matnas Chinam. This is for the people who don't deserve anything. I'm just giving it to them as Matnas Chinam. Moiridik. Keshashal Moshe Beschusa Taira Lo Nosnulo. Ama Enushoel Elamia Oitzra Godel. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked in the Schus of the Torah, he didn't get what he wanted. I'm only going to request from that big oitzer. Another taich on the loshen ve'et chanan is loshen chinam. Eschanan is a type of pleading, a type of request, a type of tefillah that's chinam, matnas chinam, remez to that. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, hada hu da amri inish. That's what people say in the world, that it's better what does it mean anaim? It's better to bring a snake into your house than to somebody who's got eyes. What does it mean ayin? Let's just have a look here. Oh, let me see it.
You say here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu complain.
Hashem complained, so to speak, that Moshe Rabbeinu revealed his secret. Someone who's got eyes, to revealing the secret. Your eyes, you see something, I don't know, whatever that means. The nakuda here is that you see that the Torah and Chesed is good, but there's something much greater than that. And so we have to learn how to use. It doesn't make sense. You want to give Matnas Chinam, but why is it greater than Torah and Chesed and all the other storehouse that a person gets for things he does deserve. Zelo matnas chinam. Bira dover, the kol oitzer mugbal hu lemidas haschut hanitzreches kedei lahasiga oitzerahu. Each treasure house is limited by the because of the merits that are needed in order to attain that oitzah. In order to get something out of that oitzah, you need merits. To get from the oitzah Torah, you need Torah. You need a certain amount of, but it's limited to that. Somebody, he has a right, he's a tzchut to many, many things from his toil. We call Malcolm, Kivin Shal Kopari moided him lefi shir omoloi, nimtzoi tzemukbal. How much can a person omol? He can only omol so much, he can only toil so much, he can only learn so much, he can only do so much chesed. Therefore, the storehouse, the treasure house, is going to be limited to how much he can attain. How much can you attain? No matter how big it is, aval ze mugbal, even Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was mugbal. The oitza of free gifts, undeserved gifts. Since it's not totally on what you do that you're getting from this oitza, you can't limit the amount you're going to get. The limitation of how much you can get is how much Hashem wants to give. Well, that's infinite. That's unbelievable. You can only earn so much Torah because you can only toil in so much Torah. You can only do so much chesed. So the storehouse for those things is mugbal, is limited to how much you can do. You determine through your toil how much you're going to get. Now you can be the biggest of the world, the greatest of the world. That's still mugbal. That's not totally on you. You're not getting it because you did anything. You're getting it because Hashem wants to give you. How much does Hashem want to give? Ein sof. You're not getting it because you did something before. There's nothing limiting what you're going to get. It's that you. Hashem can mugbal what he wants. Aval mitzad me, I can't do more. When you give a person a present, yeah, you give them a present. You want to give your friend a present. What determines the size of the gift and the quality? I want to give you a gift. How much can I give you? It's going to depend on my nature of giving, and how much I can afford. Mm-hmm. I might want to give you $1 billion of Al Ainli, so I'll buy you something smaller. I might have $1 billion, but I'm not such a nice guy, so I'll give you a bit less. Is it Tolupi? It's not Tolu on the person who's receiving it. It's all Tolu on how much and how good the giver is. Therefore, the treasure of Hashem's Matnas Chinam is unlimited, because Hashem has as much as he wants to give. There's no limit to what he can give. But actually, there's no limit to how much he wants to give. Therefore, the treasure house of Matnas Chinam has to be infinite. There's no limitation on it. The treasure house of Torah is Mugbal. Why? Because I'm Mugbal. I determine how much I'm going to get. Matnas Chinam, Hashem decides how much you're going to get. No, his desire to give and his ability to give is Ein Sof. Therefore, the storehouse of that Matana has to be infinite. That we saw. Therefore, that storehouse is going to be infinite. By definition, it has to be infinite. You have to understand the depth of this midah, because this is nifle v'noira. The masha ain kates la'itza shel chinum. Hinun. Ainu rak le'inyan roiv. That this treasure house of chinun, chinun meaning Hashem is from Loshen Tachanun, from Loshen Chinam, from Loshen Chinam. The fact that it's Ein Sof, the fact there's no limitation to it, is not just because of the enormous benefit that Hashem gives in this aspect of giving for nothing. There's more to it than this. שאין קץ וגבול לעצם הכוח לתת בדרך חינוך. There's no limit to how much Hashem can give in this midah of chinun. This koyach midah zu letet, afilu kishvze chinam mamash. This koyach, this midah that Hashem has to give, even when it's chinam mamash, the person lo magia lo klum klum klum, nothing. Ani ben lo shum reyach schut ubelo tziba kol shu shiroi lekabel mikoycho. There's not a smell of a reason why this person should be getting anything. Lo magia lo klum 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 klum, nothing, not even a smell of a schus. Bafulim yesh ha besibish shelo letet lo. Not only is there no reason to give him, al yesh gam a lot of reasons not to give him. Vainu roiv chotov shelo yisayechad. He's done a lot of sins, this person. Afilo ha belipshoye bli gvul. Even many, many, many intentional sins ends off. Even he can get from this oitz of matnas chinam. Person never learned Torah. He can't get from oitz of Torah. Never did chesed. He can't get from oitz of chesed. He's drowning in sins. And of way nois and pshoyim and chatoyim. He doesn't get anything. But there's a secret here called matnas chinam. Even he can get from the oitz of matnas chinam because there's nothing precluding. There's nothing stopping him getting it because the matnas is chinam. We don't check out to see the moment no gaya to Purim. The rest of the year, you have to check out who you're giving stock to. Mamash on Purim, it's matnas chinam. Lo magia lo. Not just, I don't know if magia lo. I know if lo magia lo. Nevertheless, you give. However, this oitzer of matnas chinam also has its limitations and conditions in order to get from it. Hashem says, I'll give to who I want to give. Well, not everybody that pops up his head and says, give me, Hashem gives him from the no, Hashem says, it's my decision who to give. And if next is sof gam lo oitzer, ze yeshar. This storehouse has to have a gate, otherwise it's not a storehouse. It's just the stuff's lying around in the open. Kol machsan, kol oitzer, yesh lo delet. There's a gate. Yesh mafteach hapoteach oto, and there's a gate that opens it. It's not standing there wide open. If you want to open up the gate to the matnas chinam, it's not just matnas chinam. You just walk in, take whatever you want. In a chinami, it's infinite and it's unlimited how much matnas chinam Hashem wants to give. But Hashem says, I'll give to who I want to give. There's conditions. Hashem's conditions. What are the conditions? You have to open the gate. Well, how do you open the gate? Where's the key to open the gate? There's two aspects to this. The first aspect is an expression of tefillah in and of itself. That means asking for nothing. Lo magieli, I will please give me anyway. We saw in the Mishnah in Avos, "Kashat Hamitpalo Al Taseh Tfilos Chakeva Ela Rachamim VeTachanunim Lifnei Amokum." Tfilah is not just something that you do; you say the words and you go home. Lo, it's Tzarich Liot Tachanunim, Rachamim Mevakesh Rachamim Tachanunim Lifnei Amokum. I mean, it's halach. This that we're talking about now of Tachanunim, that's the tool of Tfilah to be. It says in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches, Yitpalel derech tachanonim kerash hamavakesh bepesach. The halacha psuka that the Machaber brings is you have to daven derech tachanonim. What does it mean, derech tachanonim? Kerash. Kerash is worse than an oni. Kerash means mamash, he's got nothing going for him. Like somebody comes to your door, lo magia lo klum, he's got nothing going for you. He probably owes you money already, and he's coming to ask for more money. Lo mashane is the low karash, kadolim uchroshim. It's lower than dolim. He's standing at the door asking for something. That's how we have to daven to Hashem. Keshemayvim she'enom mitzad atzmai klum. What am I coming to Hashem with? All my mitzvahs. I'm coming to Hashem saying, so, wow, look what a tzaddik I am. Look how much Torah I learned. Are you joking? And if I had one word of tefillah, one word of Torah that had something sparkling that I could come to Hashem with. Any clue? And not only that, I owe Hashem so much. Not only haven't I paid back my last debts, I'm now asking for more. He's not relying on his merits. Oh, Hashem, look what the big mitzvah did yesterday. Please give me what I'm asking for. Lo, ain't lo klum, klum, klum. And not just ain't lo klum. He's yeah. asking for, he owes plenty, and he's coming to ask for more. That's how we have to sense and feel when you come to Kosh Boch with this tefillah. You do that, Hashem opens up the gates to the treasure houses of Chayin and Chesed that are bigger than all the other storehouses. This midah is the beauty and the shleimus of tefillah. It's coming with a deep recognition of I'm nothing. Ainli klum, lo magieli klum, ainli schriot, and I'm asking Hashem, please give it to me, not because I deserve anything, but because of your chayin v'chesed, your rachamim. That's how tefillah is supposed to look. And he says, yo, be'emesh is a poshut. A poshut. Let's say you do want to come in your schut, in your ma'asim tovim. We feel sometimes that we have that. Baruch Hashem, I'm doing good things. I'm learning. I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm helping people. I'm raising a family. Whatever. I've got a few mitzvahs I put on tefillin today. If you come with a feeling that you have some zchut, zchuyot, Harav Maseinu tol v'moisra adam min ha'behema ein v'akol hovel. We say it every morning in davening. V'moisra adam min ha'behema ein v'akol hovel. The merits I have over a behemoth are nothing, and it's all hevel. It's all garnished. I'm not coming to you because I've got anything going for me. Adarabba, I've got nothing going for me. Any klum. So why are you coming to ask me for anything? Because I'm relying on you because you chanun v'rachu. That is a valid taina. It's a true taina. And on that, Hashem's got no answers. Hashem can't say, no. One second. We saw from Anash already. Hashem's rachamim and chesed is infinite. So just because I lo magia likum, just because I'm a rosh, it means you can't help me. Hashem was makabal the taina. Because there's no answer to that taina. If your rachamim is infinite, there's nothing can limit your rachamim, not even my riches. So that's why it's such a powerful taina. And then there's no reason why you shouldn't be answered. Because it's true. Hashem's chesed and goodness is infinite. What can limit Hashem's infinite chesed and rachamim? Is there something in the world that can magbil his chesed? No. Nothing. Not even Menashe's riches. Not even Machatoyim. And the Shulchan Aruch tells you have a chiyuv to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this type of tefillah 3 times a day. Not just come because I'm coming to Mekayim the mitzvah that Chazal will koveya. Oh, this you have to daven 3 times a day. This is the tzura. This is what you have to do. Ela tzarich legeshet betfila litchanen lifnei boira. People have needs. Everyone has needs. We have to translate our needs into bakoshes, into requests. Why do you have needs? So that you can turn them into requests. I need something, I ask you for help. My relationship with you improves. I have a need, I turn to Hashem and I ask him for my need. As a kesher, mitrabe, mitrazek. That's the tour of tefillah. The tour of tefillah is to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu asking for free gifts. Because you are infinitely merciful and want to give Hashem, and I'm not coming with any of my own mitzvahs or merits or chesed that I've done, nothing, nothing, nothing. Only klum. And that the Shulchan Aruch says a person has to, together with the Mishnah in Avosah, that's how a person has to daven 3 times a day. That's the spitz of tefillah.
Yeah.
And that opens up the gate to the storehouse of Matas Chinuch, which is infinite. There's a deep recognition. It's hard work. It sounds easy. Hashem, lo mageli klum, please give me whatever I want. You're infinitely merciful. You have to say the words, and you have to say the words. That's how you learn it. You have to keep saying the words until it sinks in. I was a lot more to get to a deeper kara. Really, all the mitzvahs and all the stress and all I've got, a lot of a klum, klum, klum. And I'm in real trouble because I have a lot of needs. I need more, od mod chase, chase li amon 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 dvarim. And then to turn to Hashem and say, your infinite love and caring and rachamim, that's what I'm turning to. That on that I can't call for constant no to, because it's true. Any klum, and he's everything.
Yeah.
And that's how awesome the Midrash is. That Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, complains kiviyochol on Moshe, that Moshe tore away the secret from him. It's like someone comes along and says, hey, that guy stole the key to my house, and now someone's going to come in and empty out my whole house. That's what Hashem said. When Moshe understood this yesod and he gave it to Klal Yisrael, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol complained and said, oy vavoy, what's going to be? You handed out the key, now people can come in and empty out the storehouse. You know, you can't ever empty out the storehouse.
Yeah.
It's impossible, but that's the vort. There's a powerful, powerful tool. There's like a be'achon and a be'avoid and a be'chizuk. Is to continually realize lo magieli klum, not only lo magieli klum, aval overdraft ma'od mod gadol etzel Hashem. Even so, I can come and ask him for more.
Yeah, it's for everything. It's possible. Everything is possible. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, we say, but Hanan, if we don't want tefillot more, he can get what he wants to enter in Israel. But he,
that's the matnas chinam. That's the koyach of a matnas chinam, because the matnas chinam is it's logical.
Yeah.
It's a kibachol. The model would be if a child comes to his father and says, "Abba, lo mageli klum. No, I'm not a good son. I'm not doing the mitzvah problem. But I really want an ice cream badly. Please, will you give me 1 shekel to go buy an ice cream? Please, because you love me and you care for me. The father's not going to give him an ice cream, not because he deserves it. Well, yes, Abba, yes, Lord, he has the ability to give him 1 shekel. Again, there's a tanya that has to be good for you. That matana that you're asking for, if it's not good for you, Hashem's not going to give it to you, no matter how much infinitely, well, because he so infinitely cares about you, he's not going to give you something that's not good for you. It means you could be using this type of tefillah, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let Moshe go into Eretz Yisrael, because it wouldn't be good for him. Well, that's the only thing that can stop it. And and that's also from the same place. It's from the rachamim and the mercy that Hashem has for us. Because we have to remember that. Because it's something we have to do 3 times a day.
Yeah.
The more odd mode for truth, at least call it.
But we say also, sone manat matanot tirye. That means sometimes it's we have no choice, but to give, to receive free, it's not good in one way. We say the shame of bread and all these things. That means.
Yeah, you're asking a very powerful kasha. You're asking a very big kasha. Kasha nifla v'noira. Moiridika kasha. I'm just going to tell you what the problem is. I'm not going to give the answer to the problem. The problem is a major kasha. There's a kasha nifla v'noira. The fel kasha Porsche is an atom bomb. There's a pitutz atomic. The kasha we have is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, but tzel melokim. And he wants us to exercise that midah of giving and giving and giving, like he does. He wants us to be like him. He wants us to be like him. Ein sof. Ein sof giving, bli tnai, with no conditions. Unconditional giving, like he gives unconditionally, like we just saw, yeah? Mitzad sheni, He made us chosa habe. We're lacking a lot.
Yes.
And we have to
Yes.
take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's an enormous stira between the Tzelem Elokim that wants to give and give and give, and the Etzem Metzias of who I am that needs to take. Even if I don't want to take, I have to take. You can be the biggest Sona Matonis in the world.
Yeah.
You're taking. There were Gedol Yisrael, Rav Moshe Feinstein, you couldn't give him anything. You couldn't give him anything. It wasn't shaykh to give him anything. He was extreme in Sona Matonis Yichye. However, if you think about it, he was taking from thousands of people all the time.
Yeah.
When you open the beres, the tap to take out water into the Kli for Nagelvas, you know how many people you just used? You know how many thousands of people were involved in bringing that water to you in your house?
Yes.
There's no ways. You're taking and taking and taking kol hayom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kasha. How do you live with that stira? So the answer to the kasha, but the whole share on its own, the answer to that kasha, Rav Desmond explains in Kuntres HaChesed, is a karas ha-toiv.
Yeah.
But we have to know what a karas ha-toiv is, and we have to know what it is and how to use it. Well, the kasha is a powerful kasha. We have to come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu recognizing that I have a need, and that's why I made the need. He made me chosa, the nakash, for example. The nakash, Hashem said, I don't want to have a kesher with you. I don't want to have a kesher with you. So I've given you everything you need. Ata lo chaseh klum. To be lo chaseh klum is to be like the nakash. Hashem said to Adam and Chava, I want you to keep coming back to me.
Yeah.
I want you to keep coming back to me. I want you to keep asking me for what you need. Ata chav chaseh. You're not in Gan Eden anymore. Ata chaseh. You're lacking. Please come and ask me for what you're lacking. Hashem wants the kesher. Because that's what the need does. The chesron makes me need to ask. And that asking builds the kesher. The Koros HaToiv does the same thing. The Koros HaToiv helps to build that kesher between two people or between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it says. Someone who's not Maket Toiv can't have Olam Haba. But the whole reason we're here is to make that chibu through a Koros HaToiv. So in Achinami, sometimes your taking is an act of giving.
Yes.
You know what to do with the taking. The taking becomes giving as well.
Yeah.
That was Rav Moshe Feinstein, the famous story. I've told it 1,000 times. When there's an old woman from the old aged home near where Rav Moshe lived, made him a sweater. She came to give it to him. So he took it. What do you mean he took it? He didn't take anything. He was being her chesed. He got much more pleasure from giving him the sweater than he got from taking it. He didn't take anything. He didn't need a sweater. He gave her the nachas of the pleasure of giving it to him in Achinami. But that's the water. He made us chesaron, he made us chosu, because he wants us to come and ask him.
Yeah.
So mitzadichad, I don't want matonas chinam from people. I don't want people giving me anything for nothing, because there's namad the kasufa sham. Mitzadichad, I have to recognize that he mod chase. Sometimes I have to come to the fool and ask him for a favor. I need to get to the merkaz very quickly. Can you give me a ride? You need somebody to take you somewhere, whatever. You need to borrow money, or you need to whatever. You haven't got sugar, so you go to the next door neighbor and you're going to be asking to give you sugar. You're taking all the time.
Yeah.
So what you do with that taking and how you pay back the person with your koros ha-toiv will decide whether that was taking or whether they're giving atzmos. There's a little matnas chinam. How it works with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a bit more complicated. Aval nachon. Next week in Metzah Shem, we'll start Chilui.
Yeah.
Moishes Pnei Hashem Elokov. Chilui translates as making an appeal.
Yeah.
I don't know what that. To find it, that's the translation. I don't know what that means. He made an appeal. I don't know what that means. Make an appeal means asking for something. That's all we're dealing with. Let's have a look next week. About what we learned today is Nifle V'Noir, especially on Purim.
Yeah.
It's Mamash Dashgacha that we learned this just before Purim. That's what you're doing. On Purim, you're going to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol HaPoyeh Shel Yad Noisnim Lo, and Lo Magia Li Klum. I don't want anything, and I Lo Magia. Give it to me because you infinitely merciful, and Hashem can't say no. Unless it's not good for you. It's a lot of B'shvachai Tol Makke Benetze. But if it's good for you, whatever you want, you have to ask for. So don't waste the tefillahs on Yom Kippur. On Purim, sorry, to use them properly. A good Shabbos, Freilich HaPurim.
Okay, good Shabbos. Ken, Toda Rabba, Ken.
All the best. Hashem should answer all our tefillahs, Bezrat Hashem.
Yeah, amen, amen, amen. Toda.
Take good care. Zay gesund.
Yeah, Toda.